I do have, before I start my story, though, I do have a note on the time at Suskelview in New Haven last Sunday. That was, if you don't ever go there, take a chance next year and go, because it's, I really enjoy it. Okay, now, my story. I was saved at 15 years old here at this church during an evening revival service. I probably stayed at the altar longer than most because I wanted to be certain I was saved. I remember just kneeling there thinking, okay, I wanted lightning bolts, and they didn't happen. But anyway, but I really wanted it all. But anyway, I knew for sure because the next time I was in church, I no longer felt God pulling me to the altar. I don't know how people can resist Jesus knocking on their heart's door. Following God has not always been easy, and there have been many times I failed him. But as it states in Ephesians 2:4, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. And throughout my life, there have been so many times that God has protected me and my family. And even before that, I know I've told the story down in Sunday school before that one time my mom and sister and I were on vacation and I forget where we were going, some beach somewhere. And I had the map out and was holding it, and we had the windows open, and we were going up a hill, and I was holding the map, and all of a sudden the wind just came in and whipped that map right out the window. And I thought, you know, it was one of those freaky things like, okay, why? And we had to pull over, and I walked back and got the map along the road. And we went up the next intersection. There was a terrible wreck. And, you know, just little instances like that were things happen, and you think, why? You know, a gust of wind coming in, ripping the map out. But just throughout my life, time and time again, just little things like that, that you know, God is there and watching over you. I just wanted to share a couple verses that throughout my walk with the Lord have meant a lot to me. in these times, you really need this one. Matthew 6:34, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. And 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And that's my short and sweet story. And that's all I have today.